I had asked my altar service to help me with a little demonstration today. For those of you who don't know me, I'm kind of a big sports fan. And there's a sports season going on right now. Actually, a week from right now, there's going to be a selection show for March Madness for the basketball tournament. So I thought what we'd do is play a little basketball game. And so I'd ask, if we're going to play a basketball game, what might we need? What would we need if we're going to play basketball? We need a basketball, okay? And then what else might we need to play basketball? And I ask the servers to come on up. What else would we need? Yes, sir?
Good players.
We need good players, right? If we want to be good at basketball, we need good players. And then what else? We need a ball, good players, and a hoop, right? So if we get the altar servers to come on out with those things that we'll need to play a little basketball. So I thought what we'd do is to look at basketball is an image that we have as a backdrop against these readings. So in the first reading today, we have the creation narrative, right? Where we have God made everything, right? And his desire is for us to get close to him. So the hoop is going to represent God, right? We try to get to God with our lives, right? And God made a couple of people at the beginning. He made Adam and Eve. You might want to be volunteer to be my Adam. Any of the students here? You want to be? Come on up. Come on up. You can be Adam. All right, so then we have Adam. And God says to Adam, here you go. I want you to draw closer to me. But there's something that stands in our way. Now, when you're playing basketball, who do you put in front of the basket? Like those of you, a what? You would put a tall guy, right? What did you say? What kind of guy? You put a guy in front. And in basketball terms, what's that guy that you put in front of the goal? He's usually like the meanest, tallest, scariest looking dude you can find. He'd be the center. So playing the role today of our center is this legendary basketball player. Hey, you want to hold that up? Do you guys know who that is? Do y'all remember him back in the day? Yao Ming. Back in 2009, he was elected to the Hall of Fame, but he was a legendary basketball player. Okay, so this is a life-size picture of Yao Ming. 7'6" of him. So the servers are going to try to give us an accurate description of how threatening the devil is, right, when he stands in our way. So here we are in the creation narrative, and God says to Adam, you can do anything you want except one thing.
Okay.
And that's what?
Eat
of the fruit of the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
Right? So Adam says, yeah, I got this. But the devil's standing in the way. So when Adam tries to take the ball to the basket and try to get close to God and say, I'm going to follow you, the devil does what? He gets blocked, right? He gets stuffed, like, boom, slapped across the church, right? And then the devil does the little Dikembe Mutombo, the J.J. Watt thing. He says, no, 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 not in my house. And then Adam is crushed, right? I tried to get closer to God, but I couldn't do it. So Adam, thank you very much, but it didn't work.
Okay.
Right? It didn't work. So then a couple thousand years later, what happened to Adam? You can have a seat now.
Okay,
yes, sir?
Yeah.
And then a couple thousand years later, God did what? He said what? He said, look, it didn't work with Adam, so what do I need? You said it here. If we're going to play basketball, we need what?
Good players.
Good players, right? Adam wasn't quite good enough, so God said, how am I going to get better players out there? Who did he send? He sent his son. And that's where we pick up today's game, right? In the desert, Jesus goes out, and if he's in the desert for 40 days and he didn't bring a razor, what happens? Here, hold that for a second. What happens if he didn't bring a razor? He grows a beard, right? And then so Jesus comes and he's in the desert and he grows out one of these bad boys. And he says, all right, I'm ready to take on the devil, right? I've got him. And then there's this awesome one-on-one matchup that we heard in the gospel, right? That here we are. We got James Harden, Jesus, against the devil. And he says, I'm ready to play basketball. And the devil says, look, why don't you just take those stones over there and turn them into bread because you're hungry? And then Jesus does what? Jesus gives him that crossover, step back, boom, hits a three. He says, you can't guard me. He says, no, I'm not going to do that because the scripture says we shall not live on bread alone. And then are we done playing the basketball game? No, the devil says, I want to try again. And he takes Jesus where? To the top of the temple and says, why don't you throw yourself down and see if God will save you? And then Jesus does what? He gives him a Euro step, gets to the basket, lays it up and says, no, no, no. I'm not going to put the Lord my God to the test. And is Satan done playing basketball against Jesus? Nope. There's one more challenge. And that was what? Takes him to the top of the cliff and says, everything you see can be yours if you do what?
Worship
me. But what does Jesus do? He stepped back. He goes to the basket, gets his arms locked up with a big guy, and then dunks on him and says, "Get away from me, Satan." And Satan goes down in a heap. And who wins the game? Jesus wins the game. And he tells us that when you play one-on-one against the devil, Jesus is always going to win. And so in this illustration, what it reminds us is that during our Lenten journey, Satan is real. And he wants to stop us. And he's going to put everything in our way that he can to keep us from growing closer to God. But we also have a God who loves us a lot. We have a Lord Jesus who came into our world to show us how to live and love and to help us. And so he's there to be on our side, to be on our team, and says, you too can overcome sin. You too can overcome temptation. So during our Lenten journey, let's not let evil stand in our way. Let's not let Satan get in our way to block our path. But let's let the love of the Lord give us the strength that we need so that we can live, so that we can grow closer to the Lord, to get to the basket, to get to our heavenly kingdom. One other thing I want to talk about, I said at the beginning of Mass today, I work for the diocese. My job is, I am the director of vocation for the diocese. And what that means is I get to travel out to parishes and I get to talk to young people all the time about what they might want to do to give their life to the Lord Jesus. And one way you can give your life to the Lord Jesus is by being open to His call to serve Him as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. I don't think I have to tell you how bad the shortage of priests and religious are in our world and in our local church. And so I'm here because I need your help. I need you to help me in encouraging the young people that you know to be open to serving God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. One of the awesome ways that we as priests and religious get to live our lives is that we get to help other people draw closer to the Lord. Where's my basketball? It's in there? All right, so one of the things we do as priests and religious is that we help make our teammates better. We're the one that get to control the message of the Lord. We're the one that get to facilitate the message of the Lord to those around us. And so we give it to those who are hurt, who are in sorrow. We give it to those who are in joy and love to share with them the good news of Jesus. And in doing so, we help bring others closer to the Lord. And so I'd ask for your help. Young people, when you're thinking about what you want to do with life, how do you want to help? How do you want to serve? Consider being open to the call to serve God as a priest, a brother, sister, nun. Be open to the possibility that God might be asking you to give your life in service to others, to help make your teammates, to help make the world a better place by sharing with them the message of God's love. And parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and people of St. Anne's Parish, you can help in promoting the good news of vocations by seeing the people that you know in your families and in this parish that you think would be good priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And in sharing with them the characteristics and the traits that you think that they have and might plant a seed in their heart to make them realize that maybe God is asking them to radically give their lives to Him and service as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. So as we continue our prayers today, we ask the Lord for strength, that we can battle and overcome temptation, that we can receive His love so that we can grow closer to God. And we also pray today for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the religious life, that many men and women, and maybe some from this parish, will answer the call to lay down their lives to serve the Lord. May the Lord continue to bless us during our Lenten journey, and may He help us grow in holiness.